Let's talk about what you know, just one at a time.
我们来谈谈你知道了什么，一次一个字。
One by one. What you know?
你觉得你知道什么？
我知道我这一刻在听阿江问我事情，问我你知道什么？我听到阿江对我问。
I hear you are asking me questions.
Many things.Not just one. So what about just one?
你刚刚那句话很长。你知道什么？
我听到声音。
I hear sound.
I is one. And what
我
about
已经是一个字了。
And what about sound?
好，你刚刚那句话有三个字，我听到声音，有三个东西，对不对？我听到声音。OK.
So what's the...I.
好，我们一个字一个字来。我是什么？
好，我发现这个我好像是习气带来的。
我是什么？
我是个概念。
I is a concept.
Of what?
什么的概念？
理解它并不是我，没有我。
它是什么？不是你。
这个我这个字是我习惯用我。
It's my habit to use the word I. Right?
Yeah, what is habit?
那习惯是什么意思？
Is it real? What is it?
习惯是真的吗？它是什么？
因为不清楚就有我。因为不清楚，所以我们常常用我。
他现在问习惯，你习惯是真的吗？
不是。
Habit is not real.
So no habit?
所以没有习惯吗？
有
，Yes, there is, there
no
is habit.
So no I.
所以有习惯，但是没有我。
就被习惯这样子，就习惯了。
Just habit.
Without I, no I.
No.
So, what's the habit when there is no I?
好。如果习惯是真的，但是又没有我，那什么是习惯？
不好的，不好的，那个就是不是正确的了解。
Not the right understanding. Not the right understanding.
Is that I? Again, please.
再一次，有我吗？
没有。
No.
No I at all. So no habit.
没有，
有习惯吗？
没有。
See, we just talk about that we don't know. We think that we know, but actually, what about habit and what about I? See, so how come the habits?
所以我们常用一些字，我们自己都不见得懂。那为什么会有习惯？有习惯了，不是吗？有人习惯喝茶，那为什么会有习惯？
贪爱啊。
Attachment, there is a habit.
So what is attachment?
那什么是贪爱？
贪爱就是。
This is the way to understand what appears now, as it is, as not self.
现在问这些就是要去了解，现在出现的是什么？它并不是我，这是智慧。OK.
Otherwise, no matter how much you know, it's still I or my understanding, my habits.See, but in reality, what is that? No matter what you think about, what is the reality of that? For example, without I, there cannot be habits. How come the habits?
所以一样哦。我们如果不这样子去想，我们会以为是我的习惯，对不对？那又没有我，那习惯怎么来的？为什么有习惯？
就是对法不清楚，对任何的那个习惯，就是因为不清楚，所以一直有一个认为有我。
Not knowing Dharma.
It's what?
Not knowing Dharma, and then there is the habit. Of
okay. What else? Not knowing Dharma is that you who do not know or what?
你说不知道法，对不对？是你不知道法吗？
不是我，不是你，也不是你。
Not I.
Not I. So what is that which is not I?
那个不知道法的是什么？
不知道法是什么？
你说，因为不知道法，所以有这些，那什么不知道法？
So we can see that we talk about in the morning. Is it still now or gone?
Is it now?
Gone.
Is it gone?
It's there now.
我们早上谈的，现在还在吗？
不在。
It's gone.
So begin again. Dhamma,、reality. Whatever appears now is real, but different reality. Seeing is not hearing, and like or dislike is not seeing. So what are there in life? Different moments with different realities. When they are not known, they are self. No matter habits or seeing or hearing, that's why that should be the.Understanding of that which arises in the day as not self, no matter what we are talking about. Whether we are talking about habits, it's not self, but what is it?
我们早上谈了法，对不对？法是那个真的，真的是法。那我们谈了很多眼识、耳识，喜欢、不喜欢，这些都是法，那他们是不一样的。那习惯，什么是习惯？我们。习惯是什么东西？它是法吗？
它不是法。
The habit is not dharma.
It's not dharma.
Not dharma. Habit
not dharma.
Is not dharma.
So there's no habit.
那因为法是真的嘛？如果习惯不是法，那习惯就不是真的、啊，就没有习惯这件事情。有没有习惯这件事情？
没有，应该是没有了。
So we talk about what a moments ago.
所以，那如果习惯不是真的，我们讨论我们在讨论什么？
讨论这一刻有什么
？We are discussing what is real now.
So it's habit, it's real.
所以习惯是真的还是幻想？
是真的。
It's real.
Is it you?
它是你吗？习惯是你。
No.
So.Have more and more confidence in reality as not I, not anything at all, only its characteristic, which is conditioned to arise to be just that for a moment and then fall away, never to arise again in samsara. See, when it's reminded like this, we learn to understand the no self better and better. Otherwise, no matter we know what, we think that I know, it's the underlying.All the time.
所以对只有法没有我有更多的信心，当我们越来越了解这颗生灭的法，去思考它的时候，就会越来越知道它是因缘条件，不是我，不是谁。
How many habits can we say that?
有多少习惯呢？你说习惯如果是真的，有多少习惯？
可能有很多很多、可能你还没有出现，不知道。
There are many, many habits. Some may not have arisen yet, not appear.
So today, what habits?
那今天有什么习惯呢？到目前为止发生了什么习惯的事？
This is not the method, but it's the way to have something to consider.That is the way to understand, but no method at all. Just think about whatever is heard, like habits and whatever. What is it in reality? Know it better and better to understand better and better that actually the moment of birth and what happens in life to the moment of death, no one, only different realities conditioned. No one can control whatIs there in the day, it's conditioned by many, many conditions taught by the Buddha to have the understanding of no one at all, no matter we are talking about what, even habits, how come?
这不是一个方法，这是一个方式来思考法是什么。那法 就是我们一直讨论到现在的，就是因缘和合的，并没有我的存在，没有人可以控制它，没有任何一刻不是这样子的，没有任何一刻存在一个我来控制。
You heard the word like awareness, but without hearing, considering the Buddha's word, it's impossible to understand awareness as it is. But you try to find out what is it, and then that what you take for awareness is not awareness.
觉知，你想要了解什么是觉知？如果没有思考佛陀的话，是不可能了解的。我们会把不是觉知的当成是觉知。
So.What is awareness? You have heard that?
好，那么你听过的或你知道的什么是觉知呢？
Try to think in many ways, but ignorance is there. So it cannot understand awareness as it is. Until there is more understanding of awareness, then you begin to understand what is awareness and begin to understand the moment with awareness and moment without awareness.To know that actually there's no one at all. The point is no one in samsara.
那么你现在会去想着什么是觉知，好，从记忆中或是别人告诉你的。可是，一旦有无明，是不可能知道觉知是什么的。要知道觉知是什么，也只有智慧可以知道。智慧可以知道有觉知的时刻，没有觉知的时刻。
It seems like we heard a lot.But what about considering and understanding the nature of it and the moment when it's there? This is different level of understanding.
就是了解有不同的层次，所以我们也只能先知道，在理智上知道这些是什么，它的本质特色是什么，去了解它，去思考它。
If there is no understanding from hearing, one never know.What awareness is?
如果没有听闻佛法，我们不会知道什么是觉知。
So what is it from the very beginning to the end? What is awareness? Is it real?
所以从一开始到最后，到底觉知是什么？它是真的吗？觉知是真的吗？
真的。
Yes, it's real.
As much as we can know now that it is real, right? Only then, that is not enough. So, what is it?
好，它是真的，但它还不够。它是什么？
Can we know just a little better?
我们可以就知道更好一点吗？
当你了解觉知这一颗，是因为了解，然后对法知道它是。生起会灭去，然后，它是无我的，那就是，更深的了解觉知的，的一个意义。
So if understand the arising and passing away of Dhamma now, then we understand what's awareness.
Awareness is not understanding. See, begin to see the difference. Awareness is not understanding.It cannot understand.
觉知并不是智慧了解，觉知不会去了解，是智慧在了解，这是两个不同的法。
所以觉知本身只是了解，但是没有智慧。
觉知不是了解，觉知不是了解。
可以说是正见跟正念就可以称为觉知吧？你有正念正见涵盖在，就是有觉知，可以这样子说吗？正见跟正念，
正见跟正念是不同的心所。
是，那这样子说，你涵盖有含包含这些的，就是这个这些条件里面就很有这个觉知，是不是这样子
？So do you mean samadhi and samasati? That can we say that's what you mean by awareness? You're talking about awareness and understanding, are you referring to samadhi and samasati?
Or different?
有没有一样？正见跟正念是一样的还是不一样的？
有 相同的含义，就是
他们一起升起不等于一样，他们有没有一样？
可以说可以一样。
他们是一样的。
因为在八正道里面，我觉得它每一个层层相扣，它都有关联。
就只是有没有一样？正见跟正念有没有一样？
是。
有，
可以说是有压力。
Yes, we can say they are the same.
Impossible.
不，不可能。
This is to know each word better and better, not just follow it or accept it without understanding. See, or think by yourself.
它是不同的，要不然会怎么不同的名字？那就变七正道就好，他们两个如果一样就好。
一个是对，行手不一样。
是经验的。
Okay, they are different jetasikas.
Okay, is it different from seeing awareness?
那
shall we use Pali term now? Just one word, sati.
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 所以觉知跟眼识有没有一样？
不一样。
No, different from seeing. Sati is different from seeing.
Now, do they know the meaning of sati? The reality of sati?
你知道觉知的意义了吗？
可以。一点点
A little bit about the meaning of awareness.
Is there sati? Let's begin with, is there sati?
You mean, is there sati now? Or is there is sati real?
Is there sati?
有觉知吗？
See that the understanding is not enough to be sure whether there is sati or not. But we heard a lot about satipatthana and as samasati. See, what about the understanding?It has to come from the intellectual understanding. It's not one's own thinking about it.
我们现在不确定有没有觉知，表示我们的智慧不够。我们一直谈有四念住，有四念住，有正念，有觉知，可是有没有觉知，我们都不确定。有觉知啊，只是有没有智慧而已。
对。
If one talk about sati a lot and do think to know, is do you know really?Or just know that sati is one word and it's such and such without understanding the nature of it as it is. So there is sati. Sati is real. Can it experience an object?
所以好，我们现在说觉知是真的，对不对？觉知能不能经验一个对象？
可以。
Yes.
It can. Can it see?
觉知能够看吗？
可以啊。
Yes.
At moment when sati arises.
Lily said yes. 觉知可以看，是不是？
Okay.
你刚说 yes.
This is the explanation. When sati arises, it experiences something, right? As sati, but not as other jitasika, not like feeling or memory or anything, but.It has its own characteristic, but it experiences the same object as citta.
觉知可以去经验一个对象，觉知是心所，对不对？它跟心一起升起，它经验同一个对象。
If it does not experience anything at all, can it be aware?
如果它不能经验一个对象，它怎么去觉知它？
That's why there are so many mental factors, like we use the word jetasika.It means that which experiences the object, but not citta at all, different from citta.
所以这些觉知或者其他的心所呢，有很多，那他们跟心一起升起去经验同一个对象。可是 Lily says sati can see, so maybe I.
What sati experience?
我的意思是说 ，sati 它是也是一种经验那个心所，它可以经验心所的一个。心，
他可以经验心所而已吗？
可以经验心所，它是什么样的状态
？OK, just back to your question.
Okay.
Does sati see? Okay.
See,、no? sati experience an object.
Right.
Otherwise, it cannot be aware of that object. But it does not see.
我需要这个地方要真的很清楚。
觉知是去经验一个对象，他去觉知它。觉知可以看吗？觉知能去看吗？
Let me explain a little bit briefly. So Lily,
这就不清楚了。
There are three kinds of realities: citta, cetasika, and rupa.
法可以分成心、心所、色法。
Citta and cetasikas are the realities that can experience an object, but rupa cannot experience anything.
心心所会去经验，设法不会。
你的意思是说觉知是如法啊，设法？
为什么你会认为我说觉知是设法？
我不知道你刚刚讲这个心心所设法是要讲什么。Okay.
Sarah 在解释，重新跟你归纳设法是有哪些。She's confused.
Right. So we have chittas, chetasikas, and rupas. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking are kinds of chittas. They are the leaders in experiencing the object.
法可以分为心心所设法，心跟心所是那个去经验的，心可以分成眼识、耳识、鼻识、舌识、身识、意识，它是那个主要的经验者。
对。
At a moment of seeing, seeing sees visible object. It doesn't contact the object. It doesn't feel the object. It doesn't concentrate on the object. It's not aware of the object.It doesn't understand the object. It just sees the object.
当我们说眼识是什么？当你回答眼识是去看的时候，你同时也在告诉你自己，眼识不会去碰，不会去感觉，不会去了解，它就只是去看，那就是眼识。那个去看的就叫做眼识，它不会做其他事了。
So seeing cannot be aware. It cannot concentrate. It cannot contact. It just sees the object.
所以眼识不会去觉知，不会去专注他经验的对象，他就只是去看。刚刚讲的觉知或专注是别的法的功能。
But each citta is accompanied by at least seven chetasikas. These are mental factors, and each of these mental factors or chetasikas has its own function. It also experiences the same object as the citta.But it has its own function.
有七个骗一切心所，这七个就是所有的心，它一定会升起的七个心所，但是它们的功能是完全不同的，它不会跟心一样，彼此也不一样，但它协助心。
那觉知是什么
？Then what is awareness?
Slowly, slowly, one step at a time. So at that moment of seeing, no awareness yet.Because it's just a result citta that only is accompanied by seven, the minimum number of chetasikas, no awareness at all.
所以在眼识的那一刻，就只有七个心所，不包括觉知这个心所。眼识那一刻是果报心，它就是在经验一个果报而已。那个时刻的心没有觉知伴随，是不可能觉知对象的。
But after that seeing and those chetasikas that arise with it have fallen away, there are other chittas.
当眼识灭了之后，会有别的心开始接续的生灭。
And afterwards, when wholesome chittas arise, for example, at moments of kindness, at moments of generosity, at moments of understanding, Awareness arises with those chittas and is aware of its object.
我就直接用塑形心了。接下来眼识灭之后，很快几个心之后，就会有塑形心，对不对？会有善或不善。如果那个时候觉知要升起，只能在这个过程中升起而已，它只能跟随善心升起。
And this is sati. It doesn't arise at the moment of seeing.But only when there are wholesome chittas afterwards, sati is there, mindful to be wholesome, aware of the object at those moments.
所以只有在善心的那一刻，眼识灭去之后，很快就会有善心或不善心。如果是善的话，就会有觉知伴随这个心，然后会去觉知这个对象。
那我可以说，觉知是。只有在善心时候出现，是这意思吗
？So can I say awareness only arises with kusala citta?
We can say that to keep it simple. Yes, it doesn't arise with akusala cittas. Like I might be very careful how I lift the microphone, but I might be lifting it with attachment, no awareness. So only with at wholesome moments, not at moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, not at unwholesome moments. But when the citta is wholesome, sati awareness is there. So the citta itself is never aware. It's just sati, the mental factor, that is aware when it arises.
心，我们可以先简化说，是的，善心一，你可以说，其实善心一定有觉知的，但是有些心也会有觉知，但是心不是那个去觉知的。好，心不会觉知，心只是去知道它的对象而已。那觉知，比如说它只会在善心的时候出现的意思是，你很小心拿着一个东西，你以为你很觉知，你那时候可能是不善，你可能怕打破，或者你很贪爱这个东西，那个时候不是善心。
你的意思是说，只要伴随善心升起就是觉知，只要不是，它是无明贪嗔，这些就是没有觉知，是这个意思吗？
那个他是什么？
就是说你现在升起的不是善心，是嗔心，那就是没有觉知的意思，是不是这样
？OK，
有觉知跟没有觉知，这样我们会更清楚。
So when there is no, when there is akusala citta, there is no awareness.
Correct. However beautifully you may be arranging the flowers, or however nicely you may be cooking, however carefully in conventional language, but in terms of realities.If it's not wholesome citta at that moment, there's no awareness.
所以，就算你很小心的、很仔细、小心翼翼的、仔细的去做很多这个那个摆花什么的东西，可是那个时候可能是不善的，就不可能有觉知。你以为小心翼翼就是觉知，不是。
Is there awareness now?
现在有没有觉知？
我好像小心翼翼的在听。
有或没有？
应该有。
There should be.
Should be. At moments when the citta is wholesome, we have a word kusala. The moments when the citta is kusala or wholesome, now sati is there. So at moments of wise reflection or understanding, sati is there. At moments of doubt or confusion or...annoyance, no sati. So it just arises for a moment with citta and falls away. We can't just assume that because it's Dhamma discussion, it should be sati. It just arises for a moment with the wholesome cittas, that's all.
觉知是善心才会有啊。如果你现在很困惑的时候，如果是不善心，就不会有觉知。不代表我们在讨论佛法，就整个过程都是有智慧的思考，都是有觉知。
我虽然知道我现在有没有很高的觉知，但是我觉得现在这一刻是了解觉知是什么的这一刻，我觉得我很欢喜，就是想要知道的那个期待，就是那个欢喜心，想要知道。